Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue in our series talking about the rapture, the catching away of the people that belong to Yeshua. Turn me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For Yeshua himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of the Father, and the dead in Yeshua shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Yeshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with Yeshua. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. It's so important, you know, to realize that there is a rapture, but I started talking about steps that we need to take to make sure we're rapture ready. If we just do our part, he'll do his part. And we also talk in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, where a voice said to John, come up hither. That's the type of the rapture. And we talked about different scriptures in Revelation 1, 2, and 3 that actually help to prepare one to be rapture ready. Hallelujah. But I also have some steps here on my website. I have a message, steps to be rapture ready. And the fourth step we were talking about last time is that the rapture will separate those who know the Father in spirit from those who know him in tradition. And turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, say, Yeshua, Yeshua, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then while professing to them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So it's that no way to say that the anointing gets us to heaven, you know. And see, the Father can use us, anoint us to help other people, but we got to maintain that relationship with him. We have to be in his presence. We have to know him in intimacy and to have the intimate relationship with him. Remember, we talked in Revelation chapter 2 about the church that left its first love. Make sure we haven't left our first love. Hallelujah. It's just so very important. And number 5, the alternatives of missing the rapture are not very nice. There'll be a great distress. Go with me to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Hallelujah. Great distress. We don't want to go through that tribulation. Matthew 24, starting verse 21. For there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You see, it's going to be a terrible time. Hallelujah. And Revelation chapter 24, again, in verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Is that going to be a pretty sight? And go with me to Revelation chapter 6. Verse 15. And the kings of the earth and the great men and rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. And from the wrath of Yeshua. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? I don't know if you realize that his wrath is being poured out right now. He is so angry, as I mentioned on the last broadcast, about abortion in general, but also how they're selling baby parts. They're cutting a baby's face where the heart is still beating and taking out the brain. I mean, how long is the Father going to put up with that? How many, 60 million babies have been killed since 1973. How long is he going to hold back pouring out his wrath? But he already has poured out his wrath on America. And we just need to recognize that the time is very critical right now to make sure that you're ready to go with him and make sure that you serve him. And make sure, you know, that you cry out for the things that have been done in the world that are against his word. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. Hallelujah. And here I want to give some steps right now to be rapture ready. In verse number 1, Enoch had a more substantive relationship with the Father than anybody else, and as a result, he took him to heaven. The word says that Enoch pleased him, we must do the same. And without faith, we can't please the Father. So we need to extend our faith and situations, whatever comes against you in, today or tomorrow, whatever, just extend your faith that everything and everybody was created by the Father and by the Father, and by Him all things consist. Whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions, they're all were created by Him and for Him. And they only exist because of Him. He's using that attack on you to bring you closer to Him. He's using that attack on to coming against you to make sure that you're ready for His rapture when He catches you away. It's just so important you realize that. Enoch extended his faith. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, without faith it's impossible to please Him. And number two, we must confess our sins every day and ask for His forgiveness. This really shows humility. It says in 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you ask forgiveness, you really come humbly before Him. And I was praying today, too, about there's so many distractions in Christianity, so many messages that the Father says, hey, wait, pull back. I want to make sure that you turn your flesh over to me. Let me mortify the deeds of the flesh, conforming to the image of my Son, Yeshua. But so many people are chasing after prosperity, name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. And the enemy's trying to build up our confidence in ourselves that we can do something. You know, I was mentioned on prior broadcasts about this Kingdom Now theology that we Christians are going to set up a kingdom here before Yeshua comes back. How can we do that? We can't even keep prayer in the public schools and we're going to conquer the government. That's dominion theology, and that's a dangerous, dangerous thing because it's trying to set us up as little gods. You can't do it. You have to be humble before Him. And when you're asking for forgiveness, you're saying, Father, I want You to make me into the image of Yeshua. I want You to conform me. And when He points something out in our lives, don't argue with Him. Agree with Him and let Him take it out of our lives because He knows what could be separating us from Him. It's so important that you focus on what the Father is saying about you physically. The only access that Satan has to us is through our flesh. So if we turn our flesh over to the Holy Spirit, guess what? Satan will be able to knock on your door. But you can't be tracing after, you know, prosperity when the Father wants our soul to prosper first. He's not going to give us any prosperity until our character can withstand that prosperity. The enemy wants you to be distracted by this, be distracted by that, you know? And you find that if you in right relationship with Him, the prosperity will automatically flow. You just can't think things out of the Word and confess it because He says in Psalm 37 that He gives us the desires of our heart. When He gives us the desires in our heart and then we confess it, they'll happen. Hallelujah. But it's not, you can just, well, you know, I want to confess this. I confess that the lady's husband. I confess the man's wife. You can't be going around like that. But you have to be very careful that the enemy's not trying to build you up in a humanistic kind of way that we're something special. Pride. That we, you know, we're nothing without Him. We were filthy rags, and He came to us. We didn't come to Him. He quickened us, it said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. He quickened us with dead in trespasses and sins. Hallelujah. He said in Ezekiel 16 that He came to us and we said, do we want to live? And we said, yes, I want to live. And He cleansed us. He came to us. Hallelujah. We didn't make a decision for Him. He moved on us to enable us to make that decision for Him. Dead people can't make decisions. And we were dead. We were dead in trespasses and sins. But He came to us and He touched us. Do you want to live? And we said, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's important really to ask for forgiveness every day. Confess our sins. And we must judge ourselves. It says in 1 Corinthians 11, 31. David judged himself as recorded in Psalm 51. That's a must reading. Psalm 51 is a must reading for all of us. Let's go to Psalm 51. This is a prayer from David to the Father. Verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O Father, according to thy loving kindness, according to unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. We can't wash ourselves. We can only wash ourselves through the Word, allowing the Word to cleanse us and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned. Be honest with Him. Don't try to argue with Him, say, I didn't do it, and that person made me do it, and done this, and Satan made me do it. Satan can't make you do anything. Hallelujah. It's your flesh that led you to do it. You put your guard down, you gave place to your flesh. And done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and the hidden part thou shalt make me know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. We can't clean ourselves. We can go to the Word, and the Word will scrub us. Hallelujah. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide not thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart. David couldn't do it. We can't do it. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Do we think, you know, that we're once saved, though we saved, that, you know, we can't lose our salvation? That's a lie. That's from the pits of hell. Hallelujah. We got to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. He that began a good work in us will complete it. He's the one that will preserve us unto salvation. But he wants to do a work in our lives. He wants to do a sanctifying work in our lives to cleanse us up. Hallelujah. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. We'll pick up again on tomorrow. Steps to be rapture ready. Tell the people about it, because it's so important, because we're in the last days and things are happening so quickly. Even this fall, things are happening so, they're going to happen so quickly. So just be ready. Father, we just thank you for the people. Put your hand on the radio if you're driving. Just disagree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people right now. I send a word of healing and deliverance. Set people free. Heal them. Do miracles, Father. God, help people to have houses and jobs. Only you can do it. You're our daddy. You're our Abba Father. Do it for them, Father. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Just receive your miracle. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. If I can help you, just give me a call. I have a website, henrywalker.org. About 250 prophetic messages. And one's put in there every week. It'll really help you. And I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons. The first one is Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua, which are not for the Jews only, for all of us, and how everything major that Yeshua did, he did on a feast day. I can show you the feast day he was born, when he died, when he was circumcised, and when he rose. And I can show you when Jericho came down on a feast day. Hallelujah. When Abraham was ridden of Isaac, that was on a feast day. There's some important things we need to know. Hallelujah. And also, I've written a book called Noon. It talks about the different months of the year on Yeshua's calendar, that he wants to repeat things in the Word that he did in those months in our lives. And we need to know that in advance. And also, different hours of the day when the Father did certain things, and he wants to repeat them on those hours of the day. It's just so very important. There's a certain hour where his healing anointing is greater than any other hour. Not that he can heal at any time. And then my last book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the mystery of the Trinity. And you get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com, Tate, T-A-T-E, publishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and scroll down and you see my books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's got much more information on it, more additional verses from the Bible. And you can get these, download the Mystifying the Trinity and Noon right there at a reduced price. You can get all these books at a reduced price to me on a quantity basis. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, make it out to New Life Revival, and the address will be given to you at the end of the broadcast. We just want to help you. Want to email me, you can click on contact on my website. If you want to see where I'll be ministering next, just go to calendar events on my website. I just want to help you so much. And also, I have my broadcast on 7:15 at night, too. So 7:15 in the morning, 7:15 at night. And you can go to On Demand on WCNO and hear a prior broadcast. But remember the next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org. Or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO,